Bushu and in a way Magani dug, Bishiku Benesia que indigo, mong and do dame. Ga os a squadjime cog and doon jaba, ga mesqua wako cog in da. And so I continue with the 1889 Minnesota commission, which was a three-man commission, which was sent to the Ojibwe people and all the people of Minnesota to convince them to accept the 1887 Allotment Act. And we are talking about the dams, about those back matters. And so these the reservoir system that was developed in the late 1800s were it was something that would help the people who were living down in the Twin City areas, the ones who had the mills, the lumbermen who wanted to move their lumber. It had nothing to do with the Ojibwe people, except that it would hurt us so terribly. When they built the reservoir system, and if you remember that Lake Winnipegosish, that reservoir would become the fifth largest lake in our state, and that Lake Leech Lake would become the third largest lake in the state of Minnesota. Well, the original lake area of Winnipegosish was 117 square miles. The current lake area after the flooding is 179 square miles. And the area that was flooded was 62 square miles. The Leech Lake Reservoir, the original lake area was 173 square miles. And the current lake area is 251 square miles. And the area flooded on the Leech Lake Reservoir was 78 square miles. And so our people, we lived around these lakes. We traveled on these lakes. We got our food on these lakes. We had our gardens and our villages on these lakes, our rice beds, our cranberry bogs. And we had many things that were destroyed when this reservoir system was begun in the state of Minnesota. And at that that second council meeting at Winnipegosish, Shoka Gishik had reminded Commissioner Rice about how the Ojibwe had been promised that they would get work building on these dams, and that they had been promised that the gates to these dams would never be shut. And he also reminded Commissioner Rice that the Ojibwe were patiently waiting for the payment of the damages that were done. And so Sturgeon Man, in his talk, he handed Commissioner Rice a paper which Chief Flatmouth had Rice write concerning the 1847 land cession of the land that went to the Winnebago and the Menominee, supposedly, but ended up being opened up for sale to the settlers, and that the Ojibwe people were never compensated for that land loss. And so on this paper, Chief Flatmouth had asked Rice to comment on that 1847 land cession. And this paper was dated October 4th, 1880. It was understood at the time and in that treaty that the land was for the Menominee Indians and that this land would remain Indian country. That's what was said in this paper. But then the Menominee, they chose not to live there. And there was 1 million acres of land that were thrown open to the settlers. And Rice said in that paper that the pillagers have a moral claim to compensation from the government for the land. This was one of the back matters. And Sturgeon Man, he continued. He said, he reminded Rice that it was Rice himself who had told the Ojibwe to be quiet for the past 15 years until Commissioner Rice could help the Ojibwe settle the past matters. Rice had told the Ojibwe at the time that all these past troubles would be redressed. And then Sturgeon Man, he continues and he comments. He comments on the pine. And he realized, the Ojibwe realized what a resource that was, and that it could help us. And he says the pines, they belong to the Ojibwe people, and that if need be, that the Ojibwe would manage that pine and they would sell it to help sustain themselves. And so on September 2nd, also in Ibogoshish, at that meeting when Ayabains, when he commented on the dams, he had said, quote, "No one knows the number of graves in this condition, but there is a large number. The covering of the graves and the coffins have in large numbers drifted out into the waters of the lake. The cemeteries are now just as level as this ground here, nothing to show what was there. We bring this to your attention, although I don't think it would be of any use now, as the bones are all scattered. The skulls are here and there, all along the shore." So in the fourth council meeting at Leech Lake, Sturgeon Man, he talks, and he says that we were told we could employ someone to represent us on past matters. So the Ojibwe had employed a man named J.R. Batenu, and he was an attorney. And the Ojibwe had promised Batenu $5,000 out of the fund if Batenu was successful in getting the back matters righted. And Ahmad Jigabo, he talks, and he told Rice, "You were the one that told us to keep quiet and to live in peace, and we did." He said, but, quote, "These dams are conquering us," end quote. "If you had not spoken to us, we would have opened up the dams long ago." This is what Ahmad Jigabo says. They would have opened up the dams long ago if Rice had not told them to be quiet. Kegwachiwe Binung, he also speaks, and he talks about the commission. He says that the commission, quote, "whipped us with words," end quote. Whipped us with words. He said, quote, "We can now see right through you and that you are a white man." He was speaking about the government, he says, not directly about Rice. He says, "We can see right through you and that you are a white man, that whenever you are talking to Indians, you know what weapons to use to them. We are not scared at all," end quote. And so Kegwachiwe Binung, he says that we're not going to talk about the Allotment Act, and we're not going to talk about the Nelson Act until the back matters are settled. He says, this is our ultimatum. And to that, Rice responds. He says, you know, if you all hired an attorney, then you have to pay that attorney, not from the fund. He says that the government would not listen to any of our attorneys that we had hired. He also tells the Ojibwe that we cannot sell the pine without the agent's approval, and that the commission was there right then to talk about the Nelson Act, not about the past grievances. And if the Ojibwe won't talk about the Nelson Act, then the commission might as well leave. So he isn't considerate about their ultimatum at all. Jigabo, he said, he references at the lake given to the Ojibwe, that it had always given the Ojibwe what they needed to live, and that the lakes were now spoiled by the whites stopping up the rivers. And he thought that this was a time for settlement of the lakes being ruined. So at that time, the expected annuity payments was $90,000. And Rice reminds them that these annuity payments, that the Ojibwe would be borrowed $90,000 until a complete settlement would be reached, and that this $90,000 would be placed into their fund. And each Ojibwe person could expect $10 a year from that $90,000. So Commissioner Rice, at the fifth council meeting at Leech Lake on August 13, 1889, he gives this response. Quote, what words are these for us to take to Washington? Threats and insults. Talk about your land? About not parting with your land? You don't own a foot of land. You cannot sell a tree and have no control over the reservation. If a white man comes here to trade, you cannot interfere with him or prevent his remaining, as he has the same right here that you have, for the government has given that permission to that white man. And the Ojibwe ultimatum still is, we will stay on our land, we will not sell our land. And Sturgeon Man, he says to Rice in the council, the more we talk with the commissioners, the more they look as if they wanted to intimidate us. Tell them that they may go home. And the council adjourned. And with that, I will close, and I will continue and finish the information on the Minnesota Rice Commission at Leech Lake the next time we meet. May your life be a good one. Meet you.